streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The International Red Cross says 27 people were killed today in Gaza near an aid center. Nearly 200 people injured when Israeli forces opened fire near what government spokesman David Mincer says were a few individual suspects who left a designated route.
The warning shots were fired away from the aid distribution point in response to the threat perceived by the IDF troops.
It is the third such shooting in 3 days. Education Secretary Linda McMahon was back before Congress today defending a 15% reduction in spending for her department.
We have spent $3 trillion since 1980 on education in our country when this department was set up, and our scores have continued to go down. We are not doing something right.
Some are masking up in Minnesota with the hazardous smoke from the Canadian wildfires.
I have some pre-existing conditions, so I try not to get sick if I can help it. Sure makes dealing with the air quality a lot better.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. DOT officials are once again trying to find alternatives to crossing the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin due to a bridge closure. Jimmy Cuska has more.
With the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa closed indefinitely, DOT officials in Iowa and Wisconsin announced free water taxi services will begin on June 4th. Otherwise, people can cross the Mississippi River at La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after a pier moved. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. The DOT said it hasn't finalized any repair or reopening plans for the old bridge. A replacement bridge is scheduled to open in 2027.
We're entering the glory days of summer, but as temperatures rise, the Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers to stay cool behind the wheel. The State Patrol's law of the month for June is to avoid reckless driving. This includes one or more of the following behaviors: speed, improper lane changes, distracted driving, and erratic or aggressive behaviors. In 2024, 138 people died and more than 3,000 were hurt in more than 5,600 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speed or distracted driving. The tragedies that can result from reckless driving are preventable. The Wisconsin State Patrol urges drivers to follow posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and be patient on the road. You can catch an exclusive one-night-only sneak peek of Rhythms of the River, the History of Music in Portage County, this Friday. It's a brand-new exhibit from the Portage County Historical Society. You'll get a first look at some of the highlights, including the oldest piano in Portage County, a local musician who caught the attention of Merrill Haggard, and an opera legend who made Stevens Point her second home. That's June 6th at 7 p.m. at Heritage Park in Plover. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Reds again tonight at Great American Ballpark. The crew won their eighth game in a row last night, 3-2 over Cincinnati. A home run by Christian Yelich and good pitching from Aaron Savalier and the bullpen. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who's been dealing with a bad head cold on this road trip.
No question. Savali he responded very well after the first inning and made big pitches in the second inning, settled in the third, fourth, and fifth, and very important. And then our Rob Z continues to do the job, and Koenig, Uribe, and McGill, very good again.
NFL at the Packers OTAs, head coach Matt LaFleur says, take a close look at defensive end Edgerrin Cooper coming back in his second season, 10 pounds heavier.
He's certainly, his body looks different. I don't know if you guys could tell, but he's like 240 pounds right now, and I think there was a time when we came back last year where he was like 220.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to even up to an inch or more in spots. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Rain will end tonight, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas. Civic Media's David Grant reports on the circus parade in Baraboo, and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels joins the show to freak us out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I'm over on Blue Sky, and I'm noticing that I'm here at Lake in Bloomington, where a group of protesters have gathered. Officers with DEA and ICE patches have surrounded Las Cuatro Milpas. Looks like there's a raid going on right now. I believe this is in Indiana. Might be Chicago. I'm not sure, because the person doesn't say what the city is, just where they are at the corner of Lake and Bloomington. Yeah, that's probably Chicago. But they're raiding right now a Mexican restaurant, and apparently a lot of people are showing up. I can't tell you more about it than that. Just, you know, you check over at Blue Sky and you can see the whole thing. It's fascinating. Speaking of which, it was just a, this is from Daily Kos, down East Dem. It was just a normal Saturday morning as high school student Marcelo Gomez da Silva was traveling with his teammates to volleyball practice. The honors student was looking forward to participating with fellow band members at the Milford, Massachusetts High School the following day. Instead, Marcelo was stopped and arrested by Trump's Gestapo, ICE agents. His teammates were totally traumatized, never made it to their practice. The commencement event turned into a city protest demonstration by citizens furious that one of their own was apprehended. More than 1,000 people came out to demonstrate at Milford Town Hall, lining the sidewalk and waving signs condemning ICE and calling for this this kid's release. He was brought to the United States when he was 6 years old. He probably doesn't even remember it. You know, he spent his whole life here. But ICE just arrested him. 18 years old. Senior in high school. Meanwhile, Emily Singer over on Daily Kos is pointing out that the Republican Party is trying to repeal Obamacare again and hopes this time that you and I won't notice. Emily goes into some considerable detail on this. She notes that this big, beautiful bill is, quote, a backdoor way for Trump and the GOP to repeal the Affordable Care Act. This is Larry Leavitt. He's the vice president for health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. It's called KFF these days. And he was talking to the Washington Post. He said, quote, they're not calling this ACA repeal and replace, but the coverage losses would be among many of the same people who would have lost their insurance under ACA repeal. Now, what he's talking about is that part of the Affordable Care Act that expands Medicaid. This was the key to getting everybody in the country insured, was, you know, the Affordable Care Act would provide subsidies for these people and not subsidies for those people and, you know, special programs for these people and regulated insurance policies and quack, quack, quack. And we're going to get all these companies together and everything is going to be great. But what about the people who can't afford to buy insurance? Well, those people, we're going to give them Medicaid and we're going to expand it to the whole entire country. And then the Supreme Court, you know, and then, a bunch of Republican attorneys general sued. I believe it was 17 of them sued and said, no, you can't do this in our red states. We want our people not to have health insurance, not to have health care, so that our rich people don't have to pay taxes to subsidize this stuff. And so this went to the Supreme Court, and in a 5-4 decision, the Republicans, or maybe it was a 6-3, the Republicans in the Supreme Court said, you know, screw the poor people. And, you know, if your state, if your red state doesn't want to expand Medicaid, it doesn't have to. And so now we still have 10 states, I believe, might be 11, that have not expanded Medicaid. But there's a bunch that did, including a bunch of red states. In some cases, by virtue of, you know, people voting for it, I believe that's what happened in Kansas and Missouri. I could be wrong. It's one or the other, or maybe both. But anyhow, so what they're doing is by changing the Medicaid eligibility requirement at the federal level so that it's much more difficult to qualify. So you have to fill out much more paperwork. You have to interact with the bureaucrats far more extensively. These are the same bureaucrats who will put you on hold for hours at a time because their staffs are being cut. And instead of requalifying or resubmitting your paperwork once a year, they're now going to force you to do it every 6 months, twice a year. And this policy, these policies, these changes in Medicaid policy, and they're saying, oh, like Joni Ernst the other day, oh, it's because there's illegals who are getting Medicaid. Sorry, there's no illegals getting Medicaid. You've got to have an actual Social Security number that's connected to an actual citizen, and you've got to actually be that person. Medicaid is not going to undocumented people. But in any case, this one big beautiful bill would force 14 million people to lose their insurance coverage, most of it under that Medicaid expansion that was part of Obamacare. So this is kind of a backdoor way of repealing Obamacare without saying, hey, we're repealing Obamacare. No, they're not repealing it. They're just gutting it. And this is why groups like the American Hospital Association are actually opposed to this legislation, because they know that this is going to lead to closing a bunch of hospitals, particularly in rural areas. Republicans are also trying to jack up the work requirements. I ranted about that at the beginning of the program today. And they're refusing to extend an expansion of subsidies that congressional Democrats passed in 2021, which got 5 million more people insurance under Medicaid. Those people are going to lose their Medicaid insurance just right off the bat. They just won't qualify at all any longer. So, and you know, politically, you would think this would be a disaster. I mean, there was a study in April from Navigator Research, a polling study, that found that 79% of people are in favor of the Obamacare subsidies, including the expansion of Medicaid. There was a civics poll in March done for Daily Kos that found 63% of registered voters oppose cutting Medicaid and food stamps. I'm surprised, frankly, that that number is not higher. But, you know, here we are. So, you know, what do we do with this? Where do we go with it? Well, you know, this is what Republicans do. They don't think that if you're not born, they believe that you need to be born rich. And if you're not born rich, you need to work hard. And if you work hard at a job that only pays squat, then there's something morally wrong with you. But it's not the job of government to fix your moral failings, that you've got a crap job. This is the Republican worldview. Rush Limbaugh used to make this joke. What do you do with somebody when they're down? You kick them, otherwise they don't get up. I mean, this is just their whole understanding of the purpose of government is that it's not here to support us. It's not here to help us. It's not here to provide a foundation for business in America, even. I mean, you would think, like, you can build a really rational case, for example, for sick time, paid sick time. You don't want somebody who is sick delivering your food from the kitchen to the dining room in the restaurant, right? You don't want a sick person working as a cook. But if you don't provide people with sick leave, you know, you're in any kind of public-facing job, you may be interacting with somebody who's actively contagious. So you would think that just from a rational point of view, paid sick time, but Republicans look at that and go, oh, wait a minute, that's a benefit for working people. Screw the working people. Only CEOs should have time, you know, paid sick time. Only senior executives. Only the big shots. And that's just one example. I mean, I paid health care, again, or free health care, free college education. These are, I believe that if the Democrats really want to start winning elections, they need to say, this is our position. Everybody in America should be able to go to college, and it shouldn't cost anything. And everybody in America should have access to world-class health care, and it shouldn't cost anything. These are fundamental rights, and we need to get big business out of housing and open up the millions of properties that have been purchased by hedge funds and private equity groups and big banks, and force them to sell those residential properties into the real estate market and open the real estate. There's more empty homes in America that are investment properties than there are homeless people in this country. I mean, we can solve a lot of our problems with very simple policies that help the country. And they help the country even more than they help the individuals. But Republicans oppose them because some the billionaires are, it's going to cost a little more federal money. And that's, you know what they're going to do? They're going to raise my taxes to pay for that. And it's just crazy that we're still listening to these people and still, constrained by this stuff. I get it. When Bill Clinton bought into, it's the end of welfare as we know it, the end of big government. He thought the country was moving in that direction, that the country had loved Reagan's neoliberalism. Well, now it's been completely discredited. And Joe Biden proved that by repudiating. The Democratic Party needs to get with the program and start moving forward.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And nailing the Republicans for the damage that they're doing to our society and even to our small businesses. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Take yourself out to the ballgame at a historic winter field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafter Baseball and Anything But Travis Kelce Night. On June 7th, Anyone But Kelce Night is a celebration of your favorite pop star and your least favorite tight end. Travis Kelce and the number 87 are banned from winter field for the night. So trade in your Travis Kelce jersey for a new Rafters jersey and celebrate Taylor, as she can do no wrong. So take yourself out to the ballgame at historic winter field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafter Baseball and Anything But Travis Kelce Night.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Funds for green endeavors frozen cold. 300 billion dreams on hold. Wind farms halted, progress stalled. The fossil fires once more enthralled. The war on science has begun. Truth dismissed and facts outrun. The steps we take, the choices made, shape the future, forge the blade. On the 20th
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brady in Dalton, Georgia. Hey, Brady, what's up? What's on your mind today?
Not much, Tom. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
This thing with Trump and his appointments, when you look at the guy over at FEMA, he doesn't know anything about hurricane season.
Right.
And you look at all of it at Rubio, the guy also has another job with ATF, something to do with weapons. Rubio is running several different agencies and departments.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people in all the other departments that have no background for it, know nothing about it, don't have a clue. There's a reason for that, because that 2025 project, part of that, I believe, was to install cabinet-type things in every agency there is. And the people, those figureheads they put in place, are being run and told what to do by the cabinet people. The cabinet people represent the billionaires and the
13 of them are billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah, those people are sitting behind the scenes and running all these agencies. That's why you have all this conflict before they got rid of the people that understood what was going on, the senior people in the departments. Mm. You had all this conflict leading to things like fist fights and all that stuff, and because they were taking over all the departments.
Yeah.
And even the presidency. Trump isn't running the presidency. He's running his business.
Yeah.
He is using the power of the presidency and making people purchase these coins of his to have access, and they give that money back to them people in legislation like Pilgrim Fry gave them a bunch of money. They're getting it back because they don't have to have inspections anymore. That chicken they're putting out there.
Yep.
It's complicated. It's
corrupt.
It's unsettling.
Speaking of fistfights, Brady, do you have any speculation as to who it was who punched Elon Musk on the right eye? I'm thinking it's somebody who's left-handed, and I'm wondering if Stephen Miller is left-handed. I don't know, because apparently Musk has made off with Miller's wife. But this is just a rumor.
Either Miller or Besson.
Yeah.
Besson didn't like him very much either.
Yeah, Besson got in a shouting match with him.
Him in his eye. They should have dotted that other eye too.
Yeah, but it was his right eye that had the bruise, which means he was hit by somebody who was left-handed, and so that should narrow it down. I haven't seen anybody else point that out, but
it's crazy, Tom. I mean, this is so comprehensive, and there are thousands and thousands of people involved because you can't dissect these agencies and come up with plans to destroy them all and do it in one presidential term without having been researching and planning this stuff for decades.
Well, they've been planning this at least for the last 4 years. Brady, I got to move along, but thank you. Your points were all so well made. I really appreciate it. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom. Hey. I think we are making a big mistake when we use the same phrases or words that the Republicans use. For example, Trump's big, beautiful bill. When Republicans listen to that, they think it's a big, beautiful bill. We need to change. We need a strategy to combat these words that they use.
Ro Khanna is calling it the big, brutal bill.
Well, we should call it the Trump's oligarch bill or Trump's billionaire tax cut bill.
Yeah.
I was watching MSNBC when they were interviewing a Republican about this bill, and their talking points is about how they're going to streamline Medicare, Medicaid to prevent fraud. They don't say a word about this is a tax cut for the billionaires. That's what we need to attack them on because they don't have a defense for that.
Well, and that's what it is.
I
think that's why Trump branded it. I mean, the one thing that Trump knows how to do is branding, and he branded this bill in a way that would prevent because otherwise, you know, the media would have just called it the tax cut, you know, the billionaire tax cut bill, you know, that kind of thing, like they did the last time he did it. And
but that's what we need to do. Yeah, we need to keep calling it Trump's tax cuts for billionaires bill. Right. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
Which is what it is. And Susan Del Persio made the Republican strategist on MSNBC made this point this morning. She said, you know, the only part of that legislation that Trump cares about is the tax cut. That's, you know, him and his billionaire buddies.
Right.
That's literally all they care about. They don't, you know, Medicaid, work requirements, all this other, that's just noise. They just want the damn tax cuts.
And there is no big fraud there. If you want to find fraud, you do an audit Congress. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. Always good to hear from you. 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the Water Cooler Award. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A solar farm project 2 years in the making is a cause for concern in the town of Rome. Some residents are calling attention to the issue, saying a giant solar farm isn't right for their area.
We found out about 2 years ago that NextEra was interested in putting a solar farm here. They were going to lease 2,000 acres from Meteor. They own the forested lands. Basically because it's so cheap. The land is very cheap. And they had grants available, apparently, to finance all this.
That's Rome Town Board Chair Carl Hasdahl. He said the project would level 2,000 of the 7,000 trees in the town of Rome. As you're driving along Highway 13 toward the Rome area, you'll see solar farms for 2 miles along both sides of the road. The farms will end up being very close to the lake. During this process, Hasdahl said there were 2 meetings where the residents of the Tri-Lakes region could attend but couldn't really participate. They were allowed to ask pre-approved questions at the second meeting, but the company didn't answer all of the questions.
Basically, they want to stick it down our throats without our say in whatsoever. The state legislature has given the PSC, 3 members of the PSC, basically power to do basically whatever they want.
The PSC is the Public Service Commission. The 3 commissioners are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. In addition to the possibility of decreased property value in the area, board member Tim Reppin said they have environmental concerns as well.
Well, the concerns, I think, is more like the environmental impact here. We're worried about the environment with the lake being so close and also the wildlife habitat around it.
The next board meeting in the town of Rome is the Town of Rome Community Development Authority, scheduled for Thursday, June 5th at 3 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to even up to an inch or more in spots. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Rain will end tonight, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday mornings, we'll have our 2 weekly features. Our homeroom segment looks at current issues in public education, and Melissa Baldoff has our climate check.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CV Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. I'm one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are and I have to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. Promo code for 25% off is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
I'm going to tell you the score. The man in the White House is scheming for more. He pardons the guilty, he jails the poor. Oh, the times are in danger again. He stacks up the courts, he silences foes, rewrites the law so his power just grows. The votes they don't count when the strong men impose. Oh, the times are in danger again. So rise up, my friends. Don't let freedom fall. They're selling the country. They're building the wall. The power will crumble when people stand tall. Oh, the times are in danger again.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Richard in Chicago. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hi. You know, you were recommending some books. It just occurred to me to recommend a couple, and one is The Curse of Bigness by Tim Wu, and the other is How to Hide an Empire, which I'm reading. It's really interesting facts about how we got as big as we are, et cetera. Huh. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who wrote it?
I can't pronounce his name. Is an interesting link, but Tim Wu's How to Hide an Empire.
Richard, I just lost you.
You lost me. I'm sorry. Okay. Am I there now?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't remember his name. It's a long word, and I can't remember.
That's quite right.
Where. Yeah, but the reason I called is, it is a mystery as to why we don't have national health care. And I remember all the campaigns against it, when there were lines 1,000 miles deep trying to get into America from Canada, blah, blah, all that crap. And it occurred to me that the only way it's going to happen is if businesses and the business communities decide they don't want to be in the health care insurance business anymore. If you have a union, they have to have people that administer it. Same deal with every corporation, every business. And you would think that that'd be the case, that they would be clamoring for not have to interrupt their business. The business that they're in with this distraction. But I think the reason they don't is that to some extent it may stop people from changing jobs. That might be the only reason. But
well, that was why they started offering health care back in the 40s, and the unions started demanding it. But the employers. But, right now, we're spending an average of around $11,500 per person on health care in the United States. In most countries, most developed countries are spending around $5,000 to $6,000 per person per year. for health care. And, you know, Toyota made the decision. They were going to site a new factory in the United States. This was about a decade ago. And they were looking at three different states. I know Tennessee was one of those states. I don't recall the other two. And they ended up moving it to Canada. And they came right out and said, you know, we've got something like $1,600 or $2,600 worth of health care in every car and made in the United States. And that expense just becomes a few hundred dollars in every car made in Canada, because Canada has Medicare for all and we don't. So, yeah, you would think that businesses would want this. But what I discovered when I wrote The Hidden History of American Healthcare and really dove into this and started reading the congressional debates from the 19th century and the early 20th century, the reason we don't have health care in the United States for everyone is because time after time after time, every time we got close to this, it was blocked by white supremacists who did not want black people to have access to health care. You know, Frederick Hoffman came over here from Germany in the 1890s and became a one-man crusader. He became the vice president of the Prudential Insurance Company and testified before Congress, testified in state offices. He wrote a book called Race Traits of the American Negro. And the premise of his book was that black people are so genetically inferior to white people that if we simply deny health care to black people in over the course of 3, 4, 5 generations, they'll all die out. And that will, quote, solve the race problem. And this was actually promoted right up until the 1940s. And in fact, Prudential was charging black people higher prices than white people right up until the 1960s. So this has been around for a long, long time, Richard. And as the case with so many problems in America, the core of this problem is racism.
Yeah, but now it's money, I think, right?
Well, money is it plays a big role in it now also. But if you look at the states that have not expanded Medicaid, most of them are former Confederate states, and they're not expanding Medicaid because they don't want black people in their states to have access to health care.
Yeah. It's a mystery, though.
Richard, you vanished again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think over the but business is bigger than that, and there always money is involved. So I still can't figure out why they don't see through this. And is it our media that won't?
Well, no, they don't. They don't care. I mean, you know, if you're a car manufacturer and you're having to pay, you know, $10,000 a year for health insurance for people, that's just $10,000 a year that's not available for payroll. So, I mean, since 1980, wages in the bottom 90% of Americans have gone up less than 10%. And, you know, whereas CEO pay has gone up over 350%. Part of the reason why pay for average working people hasn't gone up is because the cost of health care has gone up and that money is being redirected into that. If we had a national health care system, it would save us around $5,000 or $6,000 per year per person, and everybody in the country could get a raise at that level. But, you know,
it would save that for companies too, though, Tom. For companies too, they have
companies
to,
could be more profitable. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
like I said, that's why Toyota moved to Canada. So anyway, but Richard, when you really look into it, it's just shocking the role that race has played in this. I got to move along, but thanks for the call. If you want the details, you know, the book is The Hidden History of American Healthcare, and it's just a damn shocking story. Julie in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Julie, what's on your mind there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Well, I had called originally. Interesting conversations about. I had never known about this racial element that you just talked about. You said the hidden history of. Well, you said hidden history of oligarchy, but now you just said hidden history of what?
American healthcare. There are 10 books in the Hidden History series. One is on oligarchy, but one is called The Hidden History of American Healthcare.
Are those your books then?
Yeah, I wrote them.
Pardon me. Okay, I'm sorry for my ignorance, but
that's quite all right.
I did call. I'm going to check them out. I originally called because there was a conversation about U.S. Postal Service and truck driving and DeJoy, and I am a retired postal employee, and so I know some of the inner workings. And as far as I always know, they try to have less truck runs. And most of the over-the-road are all contractors, very few postal truckers. they just run, you know, between post offices and plants inner city most mm-hmm. of the time, and interstate sometimes. But and the goal was always to fill the trucks up and hold them until the last minute to get all you could on those trucks. Hmm. So there was always, you know, efficiency in mind. I think people have has a bad rap.
So here's the question then, Julie. If it's true what the earlier caller said, that by destroying 120 of these multi-million dollar sorting machines, which Louis DeJoy did just before the 2020 election, if destroying these machines...
Doge.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was pre-Doge.
Doge.
Yeah, this
it's
was...
a pre-Doge. Yeah. I know, but he did it so abruptly, and it was right during the political season and right before
the question is, did he do that to mess with mail-in voting exclusively, or was the secondary benefit of that? See, he owned a trucking company that had a contract with the post office and did a lot of this long-haul shipping for the post office. Was the effect of that by closing a lot of these sorting centers and whatnot so that mail has to go these long, circuitous routes? You know, like to go across town in Reno, it has to go to San Francisco first and then come back to Reno. Was that to help his trucking company? I don't know the answer, but that was basically what that caller was proposing.
I see. Yeah. No. Well, you'd have to really dig deep in that because supposedly as Postmaster General, you know, I don't doubt that there were conflicts of interest. I really don't doubt it. And then, you know, just the overall wanting to break the Postal Service and call them inefficient so they could move it and privatize. That's, you know, nothing new. And the Postal Service, they're always, you know, depending on the class of mail, they're moving, you know, from letter to package. So they're constantly, you know, revamping machines and stuff, but not that draft, not that fast.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I hear the music.
Yeah, Julie.
Thank you for all you do, Tom.
Thank you, Julie, and thanks for sharing your experience with us. It's appreciated. It is 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Donald Trump with a golden dream wants to rule by any scheme. Talks of Greenland, talks of land, wants to take it with his hand. Power, wealth, his empire grows. Where it ends, nobody knows. Imperial dreams reach so wide, chasing power fueled by pride. From Pope to Putin, he takes his cues. A fantasy.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
Well, you talked about the top of the hour about work and how people are treated. And I forget exactly what you said, but you were talking about the working conditions and everything, and it comes from the, I think it's a biblical where it says rich controls the poor, and I think they try to justify whatever they do through the Bible rather than, you know, make people have better conditions to live.
You mean you're talking about Jesus saying the poor you will have with you always?
It's the Old Testament. It's the Old Testament.
Oh, I see.
Proverbs or the Psalms.
Right. Okay.
And I think they try to justify whatever they do.
Yeah.
Rich controls the poor.
Jesus' comment was in the context of, you know, this woman
the poor, yeah.
trying to put perfume on his feet. I get it.
There's a slavery in the things involved too in the Bible, in the both
sure.
Testaments. Yeah. And I think they try to put that back in rather than, you know, give people the better conditions.
This is why the Confederacy was so grounded in Christianity. You know, it was, you know, just keep working that cotton field, and when you die, you'll be in paradise. It's it was a convenient. Plus, there's the Bible ratifies slavery. Even Paul said, treat your slaves well.
Can I add one more?
Yeah.
The other caller, the woman, talked about the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
This is all from the infrastructure, right? How they built the infrastructure in this country. The perfect example is how they build the roads and the freeways and things like that. The freeway tolls are above the poor neighborhood, but it goes below the rich neighborhood. So when disaster happens, it destroys the neighborhood below, but saves the neighborhood on the top.
Yeah, no, urban renewal is one of the extraordinarily brutal programs for breaking up black neighborhoods and generally poor neighborhoods and consolidating, helping wealthy neighborhoods. Good points, all, Johan. Thank you very much. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Sean. I called last week and mentioned King or Emperor Caligula only because I was trying to lay down the law in my mind that we have a really bad, bad enemy and we have to rise up. Well, last night I was reading Blue Sky and there was an article, a New Yorker article, on Curtis Yarvin's plot against America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very lengthy. Curtis Yarvin is with Peter Thiel and Anderson. They were very tight. They have a lot of money. They're billionaires. And they've been working on this since 2011. Now, 2011, Yarvin said that Trump was biologically suited to be an American monarch. The other guy was Chris Christie. He recommended if Trump was reelected, this is recently in 20 whatever, he should appoint Elon Musk to run the executive. He's a neo-reactionary blogger, and he has called for America to be a monarch. He's a very, very well-educated, brilliant man who thinks way too highly of himself. And he really puts down, well, he mentioned something about Harvard. The first thing we need to do is get rid of Harvard because you can't have a monarchy without letting people know when you have a reality like Harvard there to tell you what's going on. And so many things that have happened have literally played out in this article that was kind of, it spanned maybe 15 years.
Yeah, it's the dark enlightenment, they call it.
Exactly. And when you read this, you realize they want to overturn our government, and they already are. It's not a matter of voting. We're never going to vote again.
Oh, this is part of why Elon Musk was deconstructing the American state. You're
exactly
absolutely right, Lori. You're absolutely right. And we need to be paying more attention to these guys because they're dead serious, and they are doing it. They're actually doing it. Lori, thank you so much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, folks around you. Hope you get out, get some exercise, get some sunlight, breathe some fresh air, hug a tree. It's good for you. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's been another deadly day in Gaza for Palestinians trying to get aid. 27 people were killed at one distribution site. CBS's MTS Taieb.
For the third day in a row, chaos at Gaza's Nasser Hospital as those suffering from gunshot wounds were rushed for treatment. Inside, more injured, and the remains of the dead.
Israel says it fired on suspects who advanced toward its troops, not at the aid center. Caitlin Huey Burns reports on the White House efforts to get Republicans on board the president's budget plan.
They're kind of banking on Rand Paul not changing his mind. They actually really don't need him. They need to focus on just shoring up the other Republicans.
The smoke from the Canadian wildfires is spreading across much of the northern U.S. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
The thickest of the smoke back to the Midwestern states, but we're still going to begin to see some of that impact along the East Coast.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here.